Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's something from your childhood that, had it been put on YouTube, maybe mom and dad would have gotten in trouble, or you would have gotten in trouble, or it would just be something you don't want everyone else seeing now? Because right now, everything goes on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. Or yeah. on social media.
So
or,
much.
And
so
I'm using
much.
YouTube sort of to encapsulate all of that.
So
this
much.
Starts with a family that got themselves in pretty big trouble because they put it on YouTube.
Probably seemed like a good idea. Fill a truck bed with water and a little gel balls and go for a spin. Then you post it on YouTube.
And it got a lot of attention, but now a Corona family is in trouble over it. And Inland Empire Bureau Chief Rob McMillan is live to tell us why. Rob?
Well, posting it on YouTube is what got them in trouble. Police saw it and started investigating. Now the boy's mother and her fiancé are facing misdemeanor charges for child endangerment.
That guy's head is shaped like an acorn, flat on top and round at the bottom.
It really is, yeah.
Make sure you guys pause this video, hit that subscribe button.
YouTube star Rocco Piazza.
Oh, God.
Is there anything worse than a YouTube star kid?
Especially if his name is Rocco Piazza.
And it is the parents. I agree.
Has almost 1.5 million subscribers, has shot a lot of videos over the years.
Dirt bikes, snowboarding, scootering.
But the video he posted earlier this week got a lot of unexpected attention and got his mom in hot water with the Corona Police Department.
Basically, when they asked what happened, I said, well, it was just 5 minutes of a stupid parent choice.
She's talking about the decision to fill up the bed of this pickup truck with water and gel-like expandable beads called Orbeez, and then start driving around the neighborhood with her son and someone else riding in back.
He was
as a kid. That would be so much fun.
So fun.
I would have been so on board.
Not on the kid.
There was nothing
not
better.
On the kid.
Nothing better than when a parent would let you ride in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen to the moms justifying here.
Unrestrained in the back, which, mind you, is still legal in some states, just not here.
We just thought it would just go pretty viral on
okay,
YouTube.
Okay, yeah, but not the way you're doing it. Like, there's a big difference between sitting, like, against the cab back, which we used to do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to drive over to Grandpa's. Can we ride in the back?
Yes.
Yeah. It's 2 hours or two miles and mostly dirt.
2 hours.
Yeah,
2 hours.
2 miles mostly on dirt roads, right? You know, I mean, these guys with the Orbeez and water in there, every time they go around a corner or stop, they go sliding up the sidewall,
mm-hmm.
and it
really
looked
dangerous.
Like the kid's going to fly out.
It would just go pretty viral on YouTube, but then now we've got cops showing up at our house.
Police say someone could have gotten seriously hurt.
Well, they are sloshing around like ice cubes.
It's dangerous,
so,
yeah.
The unexpected wrong turn or immediate stop. Who knows, this person could have been ejected, and so now we could be dealing with a more serious situation.
But then...
Yeah, whatever, nerd.
Jeez. Oh, no.
But
oh,
then,
yeah.
But
oh.
They doubled down on this?
So, yeah, not only do they have the Orbeez in the back, but now they're going to lower the tailgate. They've taken the people out,
right.
Obviously. They're going to lower the tailgate in traffic and release their million Orbeez or whatever they got in there.
But then there's this. Another video also on Rocco's YouTube channel showing the illegal dumping of all the Orbeez into oncoming traffic.
Okay, but imagine
it looks cool.
Imagine seeing that in traffic.
I mean, how do they know it's them, though?
Yeah,
I mean, could be anybody with anybody. A pickup on their YouTube channel.
Oh my
and
God.
Those Orbeez.
I just don't understand how people don't know better.
Our kids have Orbeez guns, you know, that shoot them like a BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty cool. I can see why they love them. But they don't love when I say you have to pick up all the Orbeez that are in the yard,
mm-hmm.
and that would be awful on that street.
Well,
and
this
and it gets slippery
because this is what city is this in?
Corona, California.
California, okay. The fact that those are all going to go into the storm sewer and everything else and create a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it did back up traffic and made quite a mess.
Yes, we broke the law, and we apologize. I was grateful that Rocco was here so that he learned when you do something wrong, you get in trouble. Would I do it again? Not in the state of California, no.
Somewhere else.
I mean, if it wasn't so restrictive like California, I mean, if we were in Texas, I'm sure they would think it was hilarious that we dropped Orbeez all over the Dallas street. I'm sure they would give us the key to the city.
I would have preferred her saying, you know, I'd do this again, but not on a crowded of a street. I'd find a back road somewhere, like we're talking about, a little country bumpkin back road. And then I wouldn't dump it all over the street and litter.
Yeah.
That would have been a better response. Like, yeah, we probably should have been more thoughtful about the roads we were on and littering like that. Mm-hmm.
And there she is talking about how her child will learn from you have to be responsible for your actions. She is making every excuse she can to keep, like, she'll take responsibility because she has no choice, mm-hmm. but not because she's learned a lesson.
No, her millions of views that this is probably racked up, got her paid so she could pay whatever these fines are. This is absolutely feeding right into her pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't do it again here.
Penal code says misdemeanor child endangerment carries a maximum of 1 year behind bars. Holly Piazza was also cited for illegal dumping and will be responsible for the cleanup costs.
She could be in some pretty big trouble.
Yeah. I mean,
she won't be.
You don't think?
No.
How much money has this cost your brother?
It seems like something they might want to throw the book at her because she's annoying.
We can probably find out the result. That happened in 2017.
Yeah. God.
Oh,
did it really?
Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to find out more info. And it's like,
so is she
YouTube
a hardened
stars
criminal
arrested
now?
After driving son bed full of Orbeez and Corona.
That guy's
March
like 17
10th,
now.
2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a man. And I'm sure he's still a douche.
That is a new thing. We did that last week with something else where stuff goes viral years. We see stuff almost every day where I'm like, this has been viral before and we've played it. But there are plenty that we don't know. And it's a great frustration to this job. Mm-hmm.
I just pulled up Rocco Piazza videos on YouTube. And his most recent videos are him drifting. Like in drifting events, like auto racing drifting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Rocco's grown up a bit in the last 8 years.
So how long did she go to jail?
Let's see. I'm not sure. It all just talks about the arrest.
Boy, he's an ugly, gross looking dude now. No surprise.
Child endangerment. I don't know what the end result of that was. They were arrested, cited for misdemeanor child endangerment. Not sent to jail.
Yeah. 2017. What a bunch of failures.
I'm 99% sure if my friend Sarah back home, if her parents would have had anything filmed that we were doing over at their house, like she was the one that always had four-wheelers and horses. So we could always attach, I just talked about this the other day, trash can bottoms or tops to the back of a four-wheeler.
Oh.
And her dad would be the one, her dad or her cousin Jimmy would be the one to be driving the four-wheeler. And they would intentionally do stuff to try and hurt us. They were the ones that, like, behind a boat, you didn't want to be on the
dump you.
Yeah, because they're those buttholes. So, yeah, if any of that had been filmed, they'd have been like, damn, they just threw them out on a little side street over here and right into traffic. But thankfully, we lived in Harlem, Georgia, so there was no traffic ever.
Just side streets for you to skitter across.
Yeah, like mainly dirt roads that went out onto concrete streets. But
what from your childhood would be bad if it were on YouTube now, especially if we found it 8 years after it happened?
mm-hmm.